It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Maggie Castry.
This week continues our series coverage of the blue ribbons and red flags, which were identified through the 2019 Community Focus Report. Our guest today is developer Debbie Chance Hart, co-owner of Housing Plus and board member of several not-for-profits in the housing field. Debbie Hart, welcome.
Thank you.
We know that people need a safe and affordable place to live before they have the capacity to participate in our democracy. Here in the Ozarks, what kind of challenges do average or low-income people face in finding housing they can afford?
Our area is known for many things. We have a wonderful place to live in Springfield, and we have a low cost of living. But with that, we also have lower wages. And what we have found with many families that are full-time employees that are not making enough money to access quality, energy-efficient, affordable housing for their families. That is probably one of the largest issues that families face from a budgeting standpoint. And sadly, I think nationally they say that people should spend no more than 30% of their income on housing. We find in the Ozarks that many folks that are working in lower level jobs are spending close to 60 to 70%, which obviously means that they don't have a lot of money to do the other things that are important.
That sounds very difficult, just the simple affordability. What other challenges do we face in addressing these housing needs?
Well, certainly there has been a lack of funding. Missouri used to have both a federal and a state low-income housing tax credit. 2 years ago, the state low-income housing tax credit was eliminated. That tax credit was necessary because it was a way for developers to leverage resources so that the affordable properties that were put in place would have lower rents because of the additional state equity. Additionally, with the state credit, it was allowing the federal credits that the state received to be leveraged so that more projects could be done for the state as a whole. So that's one thing that is just an example. There's also just been a reduction in other federal funds that are available for rapid rehousing, emergency assistance money that are necessary to help house individuals.
So those red flags identified in the Community Focus Report, what ideas can you give us on using our blue ribbon strengths that were identified to help meet these challenges?
So Springfield is one of the most collaborative communities, and we have done some great things that have helped our process. So we have created One Door, which has been a facility to help streamline access to both housing units, support for those units, and funding sources to help people. We've also streamlined our homeless services because in addition to just the working poor that have housing issues, we also have special needs populations that need to have not only shelter, but they also need support. So folks that are exiting homelessness may have mental health issues, they may have substance abuse issues, and those populations need to have intensive case management services to help them not only find access to housing and to pay for it, but also support to help them stay housed once they find it.
Now, Debbie, your company has developed hundreds and hundreds of affordable housing units in the past decade, many of those in Springfield. Could you tell us about some of the best practices that have helped you make this happen?
I believe that we have been very fortunate to have developed so many units in Springfield that, well, all are successful. But I think the majority of the projects that include a nonprofit partner, we did three projects with The Kitchen, and we've done projects with Community Partnership of the Ozarks, Catholic Charities. Those projects that have those support services are helpful not only for special needs populations, but also just for the working poor, because it provides role models to provide examples to folks on how they can break the cycle of poverty and set good examples for both them and their families. So I think it's that collaborative approach that has been very helpful to us.
What can the average citizen do to help improve availability and access to affordable housing?
I think two things. I think the first is to at opportunities to advocate for access to funding for housing programs that we know work, such as the low-income housing tax credit, and to look for politicians that are supporting those programs. I think the second, probably not necessarily at the top of mind, but is to hopefully not be NIMBYs. That means not in my backyard. I mean, everyone always wants to help someone until it's next door to them. And so I think the average citizen should understand the benefit of affordable housing and the fact that actually the research shows it increases property values, it doesn't decrease them. So those are the things I would say.
Thank you, Debbie, for being on our program today. Our guest today has been developer Debbie Chance Hart, co-owner of Housing Plus and board member of several not-for-profits in the housing field. This program is part of the Blue Ribbons and Red Flags series as identified through the 2019 Community Focus Report. You can find this story and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri.